Mary Kay Thatcher, Senior Director, Congressional Relations, American Farm Bureau Federation.
What do you expect will be the primary difference between the current farm policy and the 2018 Farm Bill?
I think one of the major differences is that we're writing it in a completely different time. And in 2014, we had good prices for most commodities. And to be very honest about it, we struggled getting farmers to be active in contacting their members of Congress and to talk about how important that piece of legislation was. I don't think that's going to be the case in 2018. We've got prices not very good for most commodities, and I think lots of folks very interested, especially from an industry like dairy, where the risk management program that was put in place just isn't working properly. Prices have been poor, so they're extremely interested in making sure that we're evaluating all the options and providing input to Congress about things that are necessary.
The American Farm Bureau is among 500 signers to a letter that say, do not cut funds to the Farm Bill. So funding was a big issue in 2014, but how will that have changed now in 2018? What's going to be the dynamic?
Funding is going to be even more important in 2018. You know, I'm not sure that we can write a farm bill that provides an adequate safety net, good conservation programs, good nutrition programs for the amount of money that's there now. Now, where you get additional money, I don't know, but I strongly suspect there's going to be a need for that. I think it was really important that that group of 500, it represented farm groups, conservation, environmental, nutrition, rural development, energy, forestry, you name it. It was just pretty much every aspect of the Farm Bill. And I think it's important for Congress to see just how many people in various industries rely on that bill to make their lives go smoother.
Senator Grassley said today that don't expect more, but he is on the bandwagon to at least have the funds remain stable. So what do you think? What are the chances of the funding remaining stable for this coming Farm Bill?
Well, I hope they are at least stable. Now, you know, to get very complex about it, the Congressional Budget Office is the one that scores the bills and says this is how much it costs the government or save. And, you know, I think it's a good indication when they came out a few weeks ago with their new score that since the bill passed, we've already saved $80 billion from what the bill was supposed to cost. It was supposed to be somewhere around $950 billion over 10 years. We saved $80 billion from that. Much of it in the nutrition program, but certainly a good chunk from the crop insurance program. So I think we did develop some programs that have indeed worked for farmers. Other ones haven't. But again, given current prices and given the fact that we operate in a global economy, we're not just competing with the guy down the road, it's going to be important that we've got a safety net out there that's adequate for farmers.
A lot of people have said, don't fool with the safety net. And that was the message in 2014 as well, to maintain a safety net for farmers in whatever form that takes. Is that going to be the case again this coming round?
It absolutely will be. And I suspect one of the other things we heard a lot in 2014 that I think we'll hear even more about this year is crop insurance being in the crosshairs. I think it's there because it is costing more money than are the commodity programs or the conservation programs. But it is the safety net that the vast majority of people think is the most important thing out there. Not the only thing, but the most important. And we already know that some of our adversaries like the Environmental Working Group are working hard to talk negatively about the program, try to make cuts there. So I think that's something everyone in agriculture can circle around. Everyone in ag, the crop insurance folks, the agents, the lenders most certainly are requiring crop insurance from farmers on practically every trip to the lender. So I think that is something that is definitely in the crosshairs, but something that we can all coalesce around.
You've mentioned a couple of them, but what are the must-haves in the 2018 Farm Bill?
Oh, gosh, that's hard to say because it does cover so many things. You know, if I asked a specialty crop grower what was important, it would be things like research to help with mechanization, obviously the immigration shortage, and who knows what's going to happen with immigration policy, whether it gets worse. If I go to the dairy folks, they need some kind of an additional safety net. Conservation is highly important to lots of folks, so it's hard to pick one or two things. Our delegates at the annual meeting said that, you know, if push comes to shove, we think crop insurance and commodity program are the most important parts, but that doesn't mean we're not focusing on other things too.
U.S. farm income has fallen considerably since the last farm bill was debated. So how will that change the conversation now for the 2018 farm bill?
I think it changes it in two ways, Tom. One is that indeed, I think because it has fallen, you're going to have producers more actively engaged in meeting with members of Congress, going to these town halls, going to some of the hearings that the House and Senate Ag Committee will have. And I think the other thing is that, you know, we need to make sure that Congress as a whole understands that. But I think you can go to even urban members of Congress and say, gosh, farm income's fallen 46% in the last 3 years, predicted to fall another 8% or so this year. We need to help out agriculture. So, you know, when I talk to groups, I say, gosh, from the farmer perspective, I have a farm in Iowa. I'm not very happy about low prices. But from an inside the Beltway lobbyist perspective, low prices drive farmers to be more involved and Congress to be more sympathetic.